Well, I've worked for the clerk's office for 33 years. Next week, actually, and we
have been
computerized since January 1986, and we were one of the first counties in Ohio to even go computerized in the legal systems when that happened. But as time wore on, we had upgrades, but I think the last upgrade we actually had was in 1996. Actually, we have a local person that actually worked in the clerk of court's office in the 80s, and she actually works for this company. And she's been on me for a while.
So she understands
the
problems.
We need to move forward. Yeah, and then when our budget crunch came, we've just had to watch our P's and Q's,
right?
Which I'm proud that our office has always stayed on budget. But it just, and the state kind of come in and took over our budgets and so forth, and they've been behind me, too, that they realize I needed to come forward.
What will the new software do to help the courts?
We're actually going to be able to scan all of our legal documents, which will automatically, as soon as we put them in there, it will be viewable by our judges, the prosecutor's office, and so forth. And it's going to be a web-based system.
So will people be able to access records online?
Well, we do have a website. We've had it since the 90s, but it will not actually, those documents contain a lot of personal information, as you can understand, probably in divorces, criminal cases, so forth.
Sure.
It will not, those documents will not be available online. Just it'll be for our court system to see. And if people, for instance, nowadays, when people come in and ask for a copy of their divorce record, we'll say, we have to go down the street to storage to pull these records.
Okay.
And in the future, it may not help exactly now, but, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road, people can walk in, we can actually just hit a button and print it out.
So people will actually see a difference when they come into your office eventually?
Yes.
How long will it be before the new system is ready and up and running?
We're hoping to hit it the end of this year, first of next year. There's one other county in Ohio, I believe that's Ashland County, that is going to actually be going online before us. So I'm hoping they test the waters a little bit and give us, you know, we'll know how to hit it a little bit better when it hits our way.
What's the biggest challenge to bring in a new system like this online?
I think it's just going to be getting my girls trained, you know, with summertime. But just the training, getting... There's myself and two other girls have been here a long time on this system, and I think we will have the hardest time getting used to the web-based stuff, which the younger employees, I think they'll be able to catch on a lot faster. But it's been a good system. It's a workhorse.
Getting acclimated to a new system is always a difficult thing. It sounds
like
you've got your work cut out for you. Soto County Clerk of Courts, Lisa White, thanks for your time this morning.
We appreciate it.